you just start with just kind of breaking down San Diego a little bit. Statistically.
Yeah, they've been a good defense for a long time. You know, and Coach Manusky's gone in there and a very similar philosophy to what they've had, but it is different in a number of different ways. They've had some personnel changes there and everything, but they're very disciplined in what they do, and we've got a challenge ahead of us.
You said a couple players said that they're a little smaller, but I mean, as far as Ed Colley, is that a quicker, more athletic?
Well, they've had a few injuries up front on their defensive line. You know, so they have two guys that aren't playing right now that were bigger guys, but they're faster. They come off the ball, they fly to the football, they run to the football, all 11 guys every play, and that's kind of the way Coach Manusky's always been when he was in San Francisco when we played him last year and everything, you know. He's very aggressive in what they do, and they run to the football.
Is this still, personnel-wise, still more of the Josh McDaniels passing game maybe than more than John Fox?
This is our passing game that we've installed as an offense. I think what we ran in Carolina was very similar to here with Josh. It was similar terminology and everything. We put our own spin on it. What we want to do as coaches, there's a lot of the same. There's a number of things that are the same, but there's plenty of things that are different also, I would say. It's not Josh's offense.
How nice was it to get Brandon more involved in the vertical game?
It was good. You know, he missed the second week with his injury, and then we worked him back in last week. And then, you know, he was back to his old self this week. He did a nice job, and Kyle made some nice throws to him. The line did a great job protecting. He could sit back there except for one snap, really. There was a free runner that was a miscommunication up front, but the line did a great job protecting, and Brandon was flying off the football. That's the guy we love to see.
He then freed up Willis a little bit more in the running game.
Well, I think we had a good game plan going in, and players executed it to a certain extent until the fourth quarter when things kind of fell apart with a couple turnovers and the one fumble we had down there going in to score. But other than that, you know, second, third quarter, and early on from time to time, they were doing some good things, and they did a nice job creating some holes up there for Willis. But when you can do both the way we did it against Green Bay, that's when you're going to have the success you want to have as an offense, when you can both run it and pass it.
I'll just ask Cowell in that game.
Well, he did a nice job, I think. Unfortunately, early on, he had the pick six, which was a poor decision on his part. But it's not only his fault. You know, we had a poor route outside, but that's all part of it. He should not throw that ball. He knows that, so that was a bad decision. And then he got a hot hand. I think at one time someone had mentioned it. I don't know this for sure, but between the second and third quarters, we were 10 of 11 throwing it. He was making good decisions. And then, hey, unfortunately, the one ball we were throwing at Brandon Lloyd should be a touchdown without a doubt. Brandon's got him beat, and Kyle throws it a little bit short, but that's going to happen. Not every throw is perfect. You know, he threw those 10 out of 11 before that, up until that point, that were pretty good footballs that he threw, and he underthrew it. And that's a ball we have to come up with one way or another, whether we throw it out there or the receiver comes back and gets it, because not every throw is going to be perfect. It's the receiver's job sometime also to make those plays and come back and at least break it up or whatever, but that's all to be. It's never going to be perfect. And then, go ahead.
I was going to say, was it a bad grip? Was it a
No, he just underthrew it. I mean, there's no excuses at all. He threw it short. You know, sometimes when guys are open like that, you try to throw the perfect throw, very similar to the flea flicker we had early in the game where the guy's scot-free. You know you got him beat. Sometimes you underthrow him a little bit. And that, I mean, he's not trying to underthrow it. It's just, you know, a yard short, and the DB made a good play on it.
Is turnovers the number one thing holding back?
Without a doubt. It's football team, really. If you look at the interceptions we've thrown, we've also fumbled the ball five times. And so those are turnovers that we cannot hurt the football team. And when we do the things the right way offensively, we've moved the ball. But we've killed ourselves again. You know, we didn't hurt. They weren't stopping us the other day. We stopped ourselves. And that's the unfortunate thing.
Turnovers are turnovers. But, I mean, when you're breaking them down, there are turnovers that are forced by, like, a great hit.
Correct.
You know, something like that.
Yep.
How much of the turnovers you've had would you say are, like, on you guys? I mean,
define you guys. I'm not sure exactly what you're asking.
I mean, you know, like an underthrown ball would be something that's on you guys, you know, because obviously if the pass, you know, it's not something where somebody came and made a great play and stripped the ball behind, you know what I mean? There's a difference between the two. I mean, are you seeing too many of those types of mistakes?
The ones that are glaring, the one at the end of the half that we threw the interception on, the Oakland game, that was a poor decision. I would say, and then the one this week was a poor decision. But then if you look at the last two games, we've ended the offensive series in the game on an interception. Well, the one in Tennessee was a tip ball. There was a guy, Decker was open. You know, we didn't execute it the right way, obviously. As a whole entire offense, we had an opportunity there to get in the field goal range. We didn't do that. That's off the tip ball. And then the ball the other day, the end of the game, we threw that against our defense, I would say probably 20 times in camp. So that's just a deal where, hey, it hit Eric, it rolled down, it came off part of his body and was tipped up in the air. So those are ones that, those things happen. But they're, you know, the, like the interception for the touchdown, that's that's an avoidable one. And then, of course, the fumbles. We got to protect the football. When the ball's in your hands, you got to, you know, you got to protect it. But he's going to miss, hey, we're going to miss a couple throws. But you just can't make the big mistake like we did on the third down.
During the season, during the week of practice, what can you do then to make those corrections so they don't happen?
Well, you just got to stress it. And you got to, you know, work on it. And you got to protect the football. Anyone who's carrying the football, they've got to protect it with their life when they're running it in their hands. They got ball security. You know, our defense does a great job every day. Dennis Allen, that's all he stresses to the defense. Run to the football, strip it when you have an opportunity. So guys are always grabbing at it. And then Kyle's just got to make sure he throws the ball in what I'll say is the margin of error, to where if we can't get it, no one can get it. And if it's not there, hey, do the next best thing. Take a sack, throw the ball away, check it down your halfback. But just, we can't have the turnovers because it kills your football team. It gives you, it puts the defense in a bad position. And then when you give them a touchdown, it's even worse.
How much does, like, the injuries, how much does it hamstring you and kind of limit what you guys do?
Well, you know, they've been dinged from time to time. And, you know, Daniel Fells had the big play the other day, and unfortunately he fumbled going down. But we've tried to throw it to him a number of times. And, you know, when Virgil gets back, it would be nice to have him back with his speed and what he can do to
Julius.
Julius, I'm sorry. God, I'm thinking of something else right now. Yeah. But Julius, you know, letting him run down the field and, you know, do some things to stretch the defense like he did in training camp. So, you know, it would be great to have him back.